咁不如我哋就進到下一項嘅議程咧，係喺上次嘅夥伴會議 collaborators meeting。咁我想請問係咪Raymond 阿關生去同大家報告一下？
係多謝主席。喺四月嘅個會議上邊咧，就小組委員會咧就決定召開一次合作夥伴嘅一個會議，希望能夠咧更加深入討論一些社會人士所關注的議題，也希望藉著這些討論呢，就將一些意見呢就轉達給我們的顧問的同事，以促進他們呢制定不同的規劃概念的方案的。那個夥伴合作會議呢就在6月4日呢就舉行的，那當日的討論呢就十分之熱烈，那就那合作夥伴呢就著不同的議題，好像啟德名渠污染的解決問題啊，解決的方案啊，郵輪碼頭啊，多用途運動場啊，運輸的幹線啊，還有啟德和鄰近地區那個協調的問題啊，這樣都提出了不少的意見和這個建議的。那今次那個文件的主要目的呢，就向大家汇报回那次那个会议结果，或者我再请Iris 呢就详细介绍个文件的。多谢主席。
主席，那天开会呢，关先生讲了个目的呢，我不再讲啦。咁其實嗰日咧，就除咗我哋過往嘅合作夥伴啊 ，HEC member 咧，有好多都有啲區議會嘅代表，咁佢哋就都即係幾關注佢哋地區旁邊發生嘅事咁樣。咁我跟住落嚟咧，就用即係幾個比較大嘅標題去睇，因為佢我哋當時匯報嘅時候咧，都係跟住啲標題，咁大家可以比較集中啲去講咁樣。咁啟德名渠進口道嗰度咧，嗰一啲區議員嘅代表咧，其實就即係相當關注我哋提出，因為其實而家咧我哋做好多一啲技術性嘅研究，就係因為我哋正正要係用零填海開始啦，咁所以即係因為零填海變咗，我哋真係要好小心去睇嗰啲技術性嘅問題。咁佢哋好關注，咁亦都喺度講咧，就係話可唔可以有一啲嘢咧係唔好等咁耐嘅，有啲嘢如果真係要做，可唔可以早啲做嘅，即係嗰啲mitigation 咁樣。咁另外亦都提到咧，就係話喺唔同嘅方案當，即係唔同嘅 mitigation 嘅方案當中咧，我哋都即係提醒我哋就係，即係希望我哋咧係俾多啲資料，將來咧係俾公眾去考慮嘅。咁呢個亦都係其中一個原因咧。我哋其實嗰個 process 係即係耐咗一啲嘅。咁第三個要點咧，就係話有啲參與嘅人士提出咧，就係話：咦，其實我哋可唔可以考慮？因為我哋講緊咧，就話即係嗰潭死水，即係一定要即係清理。咁有好多方法清理都好咧，都未必完全可以掌握曬。咁佢哋有人提出咧，就話：啊，可唔可以將嗰啲渠駁，即係啲污水渠駁遠啲，即係唔填嘅時候駁遠啲，駁出去海嗰度散咗出去大海咧？咁即係好多啲咁嘅意見，我哋嗰一日喺度傾嘅。咁至於係中九龍幹道同埋 T2 咧，就有幾點提出，就係話咧呢一個兩個幹道接口嘅地方咧，其實就係都即係有啲已經由隧道升翻上嚟啊等等，咁大家都幾關注咧，去到地面嘅時候，同佢周邊嗰個用途個用地嗰個關係係點？會唔會咧又導致到好似過往見到好多情況咁咧，就將嗰啲發展咧完全分割裂曬？有人提出咧就係話，即係諗嘢諗得即係三維啲啦嚇，即係可唔可以咧直情係喺嗰啲大路上面咧就係起樓，起一啲樓咧就即係包住呢啲咁樣嘅大路，咁變咗咧即係喺嗰個景觀啊或者喺用途上咧唔會受到咁多限制。當然亦都有人再提出，就係即係究竟有冇真係需要咁大嘅路網？可唔可以將大部分嘅路咧係即係沉降嘅？呢個就係大概嗰個論點。到呢個郵輪碼頭咧，嗰啲區議員 的代表呢就有些就提出就是说、哎、怕不怕在那个附近呢会有一些环境上的污染呢声浪啊、空气啊等等。其实这些呢我们都有讲过就是所有这些东西我们都是会在那个概念即是整理好之后呢都会做一些初步的研究的即是初步的那些评估的。交通我哋絕對明白嘅嚇，即係有一個好大量嘅交通，呢啲咧我哋全部都係會喺呢個階段做完概念，係會做嘅嗰、那個評估。咁另外喺呢、這個第二個題目咧，就係講嗰個多用途體育館。咁係有人提出咧，依然都係覺得，咦係咪需要俾咁大個地方咧？講緊24公頃，喺呢一個位置，有些人就擔心，因為擺咗，因為我哋其實解釋咧就係呢一個位置，即係好，因為有好多限制啊，嗰度有鐵路啊，又有機場隧道啊，好多限制底下咧，嗰、那個多用途體育館咧，其實冇咩特別好多位置可以擺。咁我哋即係當時講到出嚟嘅位置咧，都係喺嗰個近海邊一個中心區咁樣。咁就有人提出就話：咦，佢會唔會令到我哋嗰個 Metro Park 咧冇位擺啊？咁但是依然有啲collaborators 咧，啲合作伙伴咧係好贊成有個 stadium， 因為咧事實上我哋係香港係冇一路以來都冇一啲世界即係世界級嘅設施。咁亦都因為佢咁大，又係一個比較中心嘅地方咧，大家俾嘅意見都幾一致嘅，就係話如果佢真係要喺度咧，佢一定要經常即係可以公眾可以用得到，即係如果唔係咧，就即係可能會好嘥嘅地方啦咁樣。即就算冇賽事嘅時候，係咪都可以公眾用得到咧？咁樣咁有人提出就係話嗰個我哋一定要諮詢嗰啲sports community 啦，究竟我哋香港有冇一個 sports policy 啦等等咁樣。我哋有大家傾過幾個好初步嘅概念規劃，咁俾到與會嘅人咧俾到嘅意見咧就係話有喺我哋即係做呢個規劃圖嘅時候咧，當然即係好緊要就係我哋究竟每一個概念有啲乜嘢特別嘅目標，想去即係要去滿足嘅。咁我哋講擺嗰啲主要嘅發展項目係咪就係即係嗰幾個地方咧？點解一定要擺嗰幾個地方咧？咁我諗呢啲意見咧，即係全部都係即係其實我哋係。全部是 go through a thinking process， 不過呢即係我諗我哋一定要係好清晰咁樣鋪排返出嚟。我哋喺啟德本身嗰個發展同四周邊即係周圍嘅環境嗰、那個關係係一定要好明顯嘅，即係要知道點解我哋做啲咩嘢係同周邊嘅市區周邊嘅區域呢係有個咩好處。亦都提醒我哋呢就係話做所有呢啲嘅方案呢都應該係有一個可持續發展的評估，我們都有說其實我們的 brief 都有的，不過在這個階段是一個很即是初階的，即很初步的一個可持續發展的評估。至於那個進口道那裡，即再提醒就是說我們希望能夠真的可以清理到，如果不填的話有灘水在這裡，有個這麼大的水體在這裡，是不是真的可以即係完全清理到咧，係可以用得到嘅。咁呢個其實我哋就一路即係其實而家正在日日喺度進行緊，即係仲係做緊呢個評估嘅。至於最後一個 topic， 我哋傾嘅咧就係話喺第二階段，當我哋有曬呢啲方案再出街嘅時候咧，喺呢個階段嗰個公眾參與有啲咩其他嘅意見啊咁。咁參與者咧就話即係佢哋希望同嗰啲區議會咧多啲做即係啲宣傳嘅工作或者一啲活動，咁同埋咧即係尤其是譬如可以多啲喺佢哋嗰啲商場啊或者佢哋嗰啲公眾嘅地方咧去擺即係展覽我哋嘅概念，亦都提到咧話應該多啲去揾嗰啲後生啲嗰啲人，例如學生啊、中學生啊、大學生啊咁樣，即希望佢能夠多啲參與。最後亦都有提到咧，就係如果個別嘅組織即係我哋嘅合作夥伴係真係能夠搞到一啲參與嘅活動、公眾參與活動咧，就更好啦咁。 跟住落嚟嗰啲咧，其實我其實正話講嗰啲都大概係咁樣，不過或者 highlight 翻一兩點，即係其實呢個係總結嚟嘅，就係、是、啟德明渠進口道咧，即係我諗我哋真係要講得好清楚咧，就係、是、究竟有冇一啲即係可用嘅用途喺度？即係如果你話我哋唔填海有個水體，其實可唔可以用嘅？呢個係一定要交代到時。唔同嘅清理方法，其實嗰個對社會嗰個成本係乜嘢？運輸方面咧，即係我哋要保，即係希望能夠做到，就係唔好有一個好大對於土地用途咧有好大嘅分割，即係唔好因為有條大路咧就分割咗我哋本來想做嘅一啲用途。對於我哋點樣點解去擺放嗰、那個郵輪碼頭同埋呢個多用途體育館咧，我哋應該係俾好清晰嘅原因。那幾個將來的方案呢，那個概念規劃圖呢，我想其實到最終呢就有幾樣東西，我想我們是即當時我們 present 的時候呢未有，不過到時最終我們一定會即處理得到的，就是即例如在近岸邊其實有些什麼的 facilities 我們可以 provide 到呢，例如啊 Paul 成日提到有冇码头啊，有冇其他嘅即係 facilities 啊咁。之前嗰啲意见我哋有冇考虑过呢，咁我哋会喺我哋嘅 TR2 呢其实係会报道返嘅，即係有啲乜嘢嘅过往嘅建议我哋考虑过。呢就更好啦咁。跟住落嚟嗰啲咧，其實我其實正話講嗰啲都大概係咁樣，不過或者 highlight 翻一兩點，即係其實呢個係總結嚟嘅，就係、是、啟德明渠進口道咧，即係我諗我哋真係要講得好清楚咧，就係、是、究竟有冇一啲即係可用嘅用途喺度？即係如果你話我哋唔填海有個水體，其實可唔可以用嘅？呢個係一定要交代到時。唔同嘅清理方法，其實嗰個對社會嗰個成本係乜嘢？運輸方面呢，即係我哋要保，即係希望能夠做到，就係唔好有一個好大對於土地用途呢有好大嘅分割，即係唔好因為有條大路呢就分割咗我哋本來想做嘅一啲用途。對於我哋點樣點解去擺放嗰、那個郵輪碼頭同埋呢個多用途體育館呢，我哋應該係俾好清晰嘅原因。嗰幾個將來嘅方案咧，嗰、那個概念規劃圖咧，我諗其實到最終咧，就有幾樣嘢，我諗我哋係即當時我哋 present 嘅時候咧未有，不過到時最終我哋一定會即處理得到嘅，就係、是、即例如喺近岸邊，其實有啲乜嘢嘅 facilities 我哋可以 provide 到咧，例如啊 Paul 成日提到有冇码头啊，有冇其他嘅即係 facilities 啊咁。之前嗰啲意见我哋有冇考虑过呢，咁我哋会喺我哋嘅 TR2 呢其实係会报道返嘅，即係有啲乜嘢嘅过往嘅建议我哋考虑过。亦都有合作伙伴呢好清晰啊，唔係合作伙伴，HGC 嘅 member 好清晰同我哋讲呢，就係、是、即係唔能夠唔理呢個經濟嘅考慮，即係無論我哋諗咩都好，即係其實要平衡嘅幾樣嘢要平衡。所有呢啲意見咧，其實我哋即係完全我哋係即係好小心咁樣，即係接納咗之餘咧，其實我哋其實根本就係每一日而家都做緊㗎啦，即係希望咧快手啲咧就做好一啲概念規劃圖咧，加埋話即係希望能夠有多啲理據嘅，有多啲評估嘅資料，咁到時一齊出去嘅時候咧，就喺第二階段咧可以俾到公眾知。咁大概就係咁。
好啊，喺我邀請委員去問問題或者俾意見之前咧，就喺委員嘅後邊咧，就已經有上一次個夥伴會議啊嘅一啲展板啊。咁其中咧喺即係近門口。即係遠嗰邊門口嗰邊啊，即係阿徐嘉誠先生後邊咧啊，就有三個圖嘅。 咁就你或者 Iris 都可以講講呢三個係咪就係嗰三個 OCP 咧？我知道你要答唔係㗎，咁如果唔係，咁佢哋咩嚟嘅咧？同 OCP 有咩分別咧？
唔係真嘅，唔係嚟嘅，因為而家日日都改緊。即係嗰日咧，因為大家話六月四號有個會啦，咁我覺得應該拎啲比較實質啲，當時我哋做緊乜嘢嘅拎出嚟傾，但係而家其實已經。都改咗啲㗎喇，咁同埋呢就正正因為我哋做緊嗰啲技術性嘅研究，尤其是係嗰啲水質啦，咁就不斷呢係俾我哋知道一啲新嘅資料，就發覺原來即係可能斬兩下都唔得㗎，要斬多闊啲呀，諸如此類，咁就所以其實嗰幾個呢係愛嚟即係當時俾我哋大家傾㗎啫。
喺夥伴會議之後呢，就跟住我哋啲委員都有幾位委員提出咗啲問題嘅。咁、那個問題咁規劃署亦都同埋顧問亦都回應咗嘅。咁喺現在嗰份嘅 collaborative report， 我哋手上有個文件咧，亦都喺個附件嘅裏面。咁我想提現咧，就我哋委員會就唔好去討論每一個項目嘅細節啦。咁喺當時夥伴會議我都提過咧，就我哋嘅目的唔係想由我哋去做咗幾個概念大綱圖出嚟，因為呢個係顧問公司同埋規劃署佢哋去做嘅。我哋目的咧係希望透過 HEC 去咁樣睇過一睇，同埋根據我哋對於公眾參與嗰個嘅理解同埋理想，我哋去盡量幫助咧係揾出佢喺下一階段，如果要再去公眾嘅時候，佢哋要處理要面對邊啲重要嘅問題。因為如果純粹按嗰個第三階段咁咧，現在顧問公司咧隨時都可以，即係如果政府一壓迫佢啦，隨時都要交幾個圖出嚟噶啦，即係你個第二階段、第一階段做完之後就要做噶啦，即係佢隨時可以交啲圖出嚟，然後如果唔啱咪公眾諮詢嗰陣，俾啲人再畫過去咯，係咪？咁但係我哋希望可以促進呢個過程咧，就係喺佢一路做制定呢個圖嘅時候，可以將主要嘅問題突顯到出嚟。咁而且咧，公眾有機會去參與咧，就嗰個資訊咧更加係明白所以面對嘅問題同埋選擇更加清楚。但係無論我哋做幾多都好啦，我哋都唔係想做個理想嘅幾個圖出嚟嘅，因為我哋仲要揸住幾個圖再出去問啲公眾。咁所以我想就大家盡量就係俾一啲嘅意見喺我哋認為顧問或者公眾有興趣嘅大主題啊，記住現在係概念規劃嘅階段啊。咁喺啲概念規劃嘅大主題裏面，我哋認為佢有冇地方遺漏咗，或者有啲地方咧就例如郵輪碼頭嗰啲咧，即係講咗好耐㗎啦。但係有啲乜嘢資料、咩資訊咧，係要俾公眾更加多知道嘅，先至可以讓公眾有個有意義的參與。咁呢啲意見咧，就即係我鼓勵大家係俾多啲嘅顧問哋啦。咁大家有冇 comments 或者問題 ？Elvin，
多謝主席，我想問一啲資料啫。我想問 Iris 咧，喺個 collaborators meeting 嗰度，佢哋有冇提到關於即係房屋嗰方面嘅意見啊？即係啲房屋需求嘅嗰類嗰啲，
有冇？
我哋因為講嗰三個當時嗰三個概念嘅時候咧，其中有一個咧就比較多少少構成嘅，咁嗰個都有。意見我又唔覺得話特別比好多，但係因為其實最終就係講翻嗱平衡嗰個經濟同社會嘅環境嘅個需要嘅時候咧，都有提到就係即係我哋唔能夠淨係諗公園啊即係嗰類咁樣咯嚇，即係有提醒就係要有個平衡嘅咯。
係教授，
之前我想問翻咧就係剛剛就公園嘅問題，即係。一直以嚟咧，都希望啟德嗰處咧可以有多啲綠化嘅空間。我唔知喺個過程裏邊咧，就參與者有冇對綠化或者 Metro Park 或者公園裏邊有啲咩嘅祈求或者希望啊，諸如此類。
係 ，Iris。
有啊，阿教授好多啊。希望咧就係、是、即係有好多就係話希望係City in the Park 咁樣，即係基本上有啲意見。咁有啲就係提出就係話即係未必需要集中，即係未必需要係一個，咁可以係即係係 linear 嘅分散嘅。但係咧我哋而家嗰個目標咧都希望即係希望就算佢唔係集中一個即係 比較 dominant 的一個 belt 的 metro park 咧，我哋都希望能夠做到即係十幾二十個 hectare， 即係呢個係我哋目標咁樣去處理嚇。嗯，
啊，教授，
我想再問多個問題咧，就係嗱，喺啟德嘅地方咧，就同海係有個嘅交接嘅地方，咁依個係個 waterfront 嚟嘅，就喺嗰個過程裏邊，即、就、係、是、對於。既然我哋有個 frontage， 點樣嚟到利用？尤其是咧，啊，而家明渠嘅位置，即係如果係唔填嘅時候，嗰、那個用途大致上有冇一啲比較啊集中啲嘅意見？
呢啲都係屬於概念規劃嚟嘅。Raymond，
教授，正正就係即係呢個問題啦。我諗我哋係做嗰個參與嗰陣時聽到嘅意見咧，就係、是、明渠進口道嗰個水體咧。其實很多意見都話，即係如果不填的話咧，應該好好咁利用個水體，特別係可唔可以做一啲康樂的用途？呢一個喺我哋研究的過程咧，係一個幾棘手的問題。特別正正就是為咗呢個原因咧，我哋係要去即係研究仔細咁研究啲意見咧。我哋係將好多一啲技術嘅研究咧，原本係諗住喺整個研究嗰個流程表入邊較為後期要做嘅咧，我哋而家都要抽前嚟做。我哋嘅目的係咩咧？我哋就希望我哋再翻出去公眾嗰陣時候，如果我哋話俾公眾聽呢、這個水體係做到康樂嘅咧，我哋係有足夠嘅研究嚟到支持我哋講呢點。我哋所遇到個大嘅問題咧，就係嗰個水個污染嘅問題。我哋而家係做緊好多呢個水嗰啲模擬，同埋工程部門嘅同事咧喺度研究緊咧，就係、是。如果真係要做嘅話，我哋係咪真係有一個可行嘅辦法，係真係可以改善到嗰度水質、水流，從而令到嗰個水體係可以即係做到康樂用途？咁喺呢一方面嚟講，我哋係每一日都有更加新、更加多嘅資料嚟做，咁亦都影響到我哋喺個做個概念規劃嗰陣時咧，即係大家點樣可以互相遷就？咁我諗我而家係正正係去到即係呢一個咁樣嘅階段，唔知 Iris 有冇嘢補充？
唯一補充就係即係好難過、好傷心咯，即係最初係即係幾積極嘅，即係諗嗰啲嘢嘅方向，但係而家似乎即係一路做出嚟個評估咧，都係即係比較即係出嚟都幾即係得出嚟個結論，好似係似乎如果要有呢個水上活動咧，都幾難啊咁樣。咁即係我哋希望係再研究多啲，我唔知會唔會好少少。
不過咁嘅，佢唔游得水啫，但係可以爬艇仔嘅。是啊 Kim，
多謝主席。至於明渠那裡，其實這個技術方面都會想，有沒有想過是即是集水抽水，跟住就是將它東西埋了一浸，跟住整個 insulation 的第二浸按下去，就像鬆菇那樣整多幾層，只埋了裡面，跟住放水進去，這個是不是可能有沒有考慮過這件事呢？這個我看你們那個技術方面有沒有去想到這件事。另外一件事就我想問就是我知道很多人都對這個多用途大球場都支持的，但是有沒有人問過現在香港大球場有幾個使用率有幾高呢？如果是開放的時候怎樣開放形式呢？那這件事即個個都想有很多大家未有過的東西，但是實際上我們是不是真的要需要這件事呢？呢樣嘢就唔知道我哋即係大家有冇做一個研究喺度。另外咧就講翻我哋嗰、那個HEC 個關注咧，就係、是、一個 Harbourfront Planning Principle 嗰樣嘢，我哋點樣去引用翻落去咧，套用翻落去，點樣去講俾市民知，我哋有數條咁嘅原則喺度，咁樣即係大家考慮嘅時候，會唔會即係可以當一個量度標準去睇睇誒點樣配合翻應用翻？咁至於郵輪碼頭方面咧，就有冇人係提出唔同意見，或者係有冇話係對呢、這個建立咗之後嗰、那個但係嗰個用地嗰、那個、那個協調性又點樣咧？嚇咁你因為你有好大量運輸嗰啲交通出入入咁樣，嗰個保安問題又點樣咧？咁樣呢樣嘢，即係大家會唔會去探討到咁仔細咧？咁多謝主席。
阿 Kim 又提咗四條問題啦，咁但係即係第一二四條問題都係即係特別係針對某個發展嘅項目啊。佢嗰種做法，或者係即係如果第一個問題就唔係發展啦，而係即係去解決個污染嘅方案啊。咁 但係呢啲問題咧，其實可以即係不斷去重複有好多嘅。咁當日嘅會議都提咗唔少啊。咁我就建議呢啲問題即係如果顧問或者政府顧問想回答就可以回答啦。咁但係就我哋都唔一定需要喺我哋嘅會議裏邊去處理呢個問題。反而我哋咧就或者集中多啲咧去討論下點樣去促進嗰個第二階段嘅公眾參與。咁譬如啦 ，Kim 第三個問題咧就喺個Harbour Planning Principle。改港的規劃原則裏面你怎樣去在個公眾參與裏面你出了一些圖之後呢怎樣去讓人意識到這個原則然後呢在個參與裏面可以即符合這個原則去共同 去參與因為這一樣東西就無論是哪個發展項目都要考慮這個海港的規劃原則嘛那這方面你們有沒有什麼想法會怎樣去做呢因為只是每次都是噏下 Harbour Planning Principle， 大家請留意，然後就開始講。Iris，
主席，唔敢，我哋即係緊記。我諗我哋咧，其實有幾樣咧，就係比較 overriding 嗰啲咧，我諗就即係。即經常都會諗住㗎啦，即譬如包括你哋其中即 Harbour Plan Principle 其中講係sustainable 嘅，即要 involve public throughout the process 啊等等嗰啲咧，其實而家正正就做緊。不過譬如有一兩點話 integrated planning 嗰啲咧，咁其實事實上喺我哋嘅 study 咧，我哋係有即我哋自己嘅 brief 嘅一啲限制嘅，即我哋好難話我理解即譬如阿 Paul 每一次講咁，即我哋喺我哋自己嗰個範疇又好難咧係完全交代曬即整個 Harbour 嗰個 planning， 而啟德係佔有一個咩位置咁，即係喺嗰方面我哋可能就較為即係喺我哋本身就較為缺乏，但係其他嗰啲咧，我哋係即係一路有睇嘅。
我提議不如咁啦，我哋為咗更加促進我哋討論咧，我哋聽埋議程第四項啊，即係規劃處有啲咩建議喺第二階段嘅公眾參與裏面點樣做法啊？咁因為剛才嗰個議程咧，我哋討論個夥伴嘅會議裏面咧，提出咗一啲主題啊，咁即係嗰個內容，咁我哋將個內容同埋個過程同埋方法一齊結合咁去討論啦。咁或者即係大家可以即係比較多啲角度去睇下。But Paul, you have something to say?
This on the collaborators meeting, I have two comments. I'm quoted here as being said that the traffic data will be essential to determine the exact location of the cruise terminals in Kai Tak. That's not what I said. I said the traffic data will be essential to determine the exact location of cruise terminals within the harbour, and not within Kai Tak. And I would have a question. I noticed that in the presentation there's an indication that the consultant will have a closer look at the waterfront facilities required.I assume you mean land-water interfaces to support a evolving harbour, i.e. marine users. How are you going to determine those marine users?
Iris.
Paul, I think our biggest objective is to complete the water quality assessment first. Because in fact, the approach channel and also even that little, you know, that corner, the Kowloon Bay area, in fact, it is, could be a big problem in terms of water quality. So without knowing in detail what we can do with it, we cannot decide what sort of marine uses we can have. Even the typhoon shelter, whether the typhoon shelter can be there, depends on how we have to treat, you know, the runway.Because of the water quality, water circulation problem. So all these, we will do the technical assessment first and then decide the level of water quality, whether it is suitable for what sort of waterfront, water sports or water uses, then we decide, you know, what land uses we're going to propose.
Okay, that confuses me slightly. Because there is a demand side and there is a supply side. If the supply side is a problem in terms of water quality, there may still be a demand side which puts up the revenue, i.e. the cost, the benefits of having these marine users there may be such that we want to spend more money on cleaning the water. So I can't see why this should be sequential. We should have a look at what is the marine users and the demand side, what are the marine facilities we're going to need,marinas for tugboats or for cruises or for dragon boat races and so what are they going to need for swimmers, if you want to go that far. And then what's the cost of being able to provide for that? But I can't see that we first have to say, well, we can't do it. Because can't do it, it doesn't exist. It's all about money. It's about how much are you going to spend on cleaning up the water. So I can't. I don't see why this should be sequential, unless I'm not a planner and I don't understand this business very well. But
Unfortunately, in this case, I think the problem, because the water quality problem is very serious, so that is why it is sequential like that. Usually it is interactive, as you say. You know, we have some beneficial use in mind and then see whether we can clean it up to suit that purpose. But in fact, that is very detailed. If we want to handle that in this meeting, maybe we need a lot of time.
Can I close with one point on that one, Chairman? I use my sailing craft and have used it for many years in the most polluted typhoon shelter in the harbour. And I'm still alive and I'm not sick. And I never got sick. So I can't see the argument for this. I mean, I've never been chased away. There's no been EPD saying that I can't have my boat moor in there, or I can't go on and off my boat or take my kids on and off the boat there. So why is it suddenly on this side that we cannot plan for marine users? To me, the arguments don't make sense, Chairman, and I'd like to leave that point. May I make a two final points? From the BEC point of view, we believe that the elimination of a number of developments, i.e. the review of the government offices potential in Kitech and so on, and the review of the harbour plan as a whole for the various key developments, has not been done properly, and that therefore this plan cannot be supported as such. So we keep coming back on the same issue, where we cannot support the way the key developments have been allocated and have been eliminated from Kitech, because we don't see clear, sustainable indicators being used in identifying what should go where around the harbour, and evaluation of cost and benefit of having all these developments around the harbour in the right location. We don't see any evidence of that in any stage, and we just want to repeat time and time again, because it looks like we keep supporting the process by every time we go through these documents, but we're not. This is the study team's approach to it, but it does not cover what we have said many, many times before. It is not an integrated plan. It's not built into an integrated plan for the harbour. The last thing, I've promised to come back on a submission made for Kitech to LegCo, and I've still to wait for the exact date, but it was under the title Sports City. And I have not seen on the list of, I was asked to check this list of documents, whether all submissions made for Kitech, was my question, whether all submissions made for Kitech over the last 10 years have been included in the review. I've identified one now, which is the Sports City proposal, which was made to LegCo and to various members of EXCO, and I've not seen that on this list as being materials to be considered. Now, I've identified one. I'm really worried that there might be others that have not been considered or been asked to be considered. So I just want to leave that as a point of action to please include all these materials and draw them out for the benefit of planning. Thank you, John.
I think that's a fair point. Now, before I go to Joe, Paul, on your point before last, on the proposal about offices, I understand that this point has been answered by the planning department, by the administration, right? Okay, so the in terms of the planning process, is in the category of the airstrip, right? That is, some sectors of the public have made a proposal, the planners have answered it, and then made a choice not to accept it. It doesn't mean that you cannot come back again, as the airstrip people keep coming back. But I guess the lesson for members of the public to learn is that every time you come back, you need to provide more justification, or you need to demonstrate why the previous answer was not good enough. And I think the spirit of public participation is not to encourage people to keep chanting the same slogans, but to encourage everybody on both sides to be upping the level in a way, of the views and the ideas and the debate. This is not to go into the debate about the office, right? But do come back with more information and a better proposal and more certifications if the BEC wants.
I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman, but the cost for us to conduct the study, we're basically asking for if it's a matter of principle. A matter of principle is being they've got to be clear, sustainability indicators, it's got to be a clear evaluation why something goes where, and it's got to be on clear, defined parameters, and it's got to clearly show a cost-benefit analysis, including external benefits. And we haven't seen any of that analysis being done because it ain't part of this process. So, yes, it's been excluded, but not clearly on those precedents, and we will repeat that issue. Okay. And we'd like to see other people making that analysis. Yeah. It's not necessarily our job.
Yeah. Right. Joe?
關於翻個 collaborators meeting 咧，就即係唔好意思，我本身周五都時間參加，但係即係我哋即係關曬頭先就講個 meeting 就即係攞嚟討論有啲社會人士關注嘅議題，咁就有四大個議題。咁但係我諗啲，我會即係我會好希望呢四議題同我哋 stage one 所得到啲即係 forum 之後所得到某啲 finding 有啲關係。但呢四個議題其實已經 stage one 之前已經大家都 identify 咗啲所謂四個議題。 頭兩個我覺得係絕對值得繼續探討，因為一個好 technical 嘅問題。咁但係跟住嗰兩個 cruise terminal 同 stadium 我都問過好多次，點解我哋不斷咁擺翻落去，而反而有啲真係 public 提出嘅，或者頭先講啲 water sports 啊 recreation 嗰啲，係可能做個關於 water quality study 又仲有問題喺度。但點解呢個都唔係一個討論嘅議題咧？而係話 not the study 未完之前，我哋就唔會討論㗎啦。而好似已經有 indication 就唔係好可能㗎，所以我哋都唔會再討論啦。咁 同埋有啲譬如 eco city 啊，我頭先我不斷咁喺後邊望，就睇仲有啲咩嘢嘅 suggestion 係其實係喺 stage one 度得到，但係點解唔係喺個 collaborators meeting 裏邊所討論嘅一個議題咧？因為其實我開始即係諗，我哋點樣去 filter 呢啲，你哋就叫做 focus， 我包括叫 filter， 點樣 filter 呢啲 public 嘅 opinions， 跟住再落去 stage two 咧？我因為到而家嚟睇，我睇太明顯，就算我一陣間會。 都會再討論就係關於個 stage two public participation 或者 three or four 任何 stage， 我哋都冇一個好 systematic 嘅方法嚟去話我哋點樣去 gauge 嗰啲 public opinion， 所以我哋不停咁講話我哋去 gauge 啲 public opinion， 我搞到 forum， 我哋 collect 咗好多資料 organise 完之後點 analyse， 跟住再作出決定，但係呢個 collection organisation 同 analysis 究竟係點樣做嘅咧？我到而家雖然我已經告 station 完咗啦 ，station 就開始啦。我都唔知我哋點樣去做呢啲咁嘅工作。可能之前 Iris 你哋做嗰啲話，每人 tick 下邊個係即係好似強迫性地，我都有份做 facilitator， 唔該你 tick 你頭三個最 prefer choice 係乜嘢啦。咁跟住就數數目。咁我覺得數數目呢一個就唔係一個 consensus building process 嚟。如果你就咁數數目咧，我哋就唔好再話我哋 consensus building 嘅 process， 只不過係一個少數服從多數嘅 process 咯。咁如果我哋需要一個 consensus building process， 咁我哋每次。 即係我睇好似 stage 嗰個 proposal 又係我哋坐埋一齊傾，即係有個 floor discussion 傾完之後就小組討論，即係又係高翻高翻嗰個最後數數目字嗰個 process 咧。我諗我哋唔係需要一個咁嘅所謂 consensus building process 咯。如果我覺得如果 consultant 即係需要外邊嘅協助去做呢一類型 consensus building process， 我諗大把 example 係可以，我哋諗各位委員都提出過唔少嘅 example 可以俾 consultant 同埋政府嗰邊做一個參考㗎咯。 咁呢個係 comment 嚟嘅。咁其實即係喺
Iris 你未回應之前，其他有參與 collaborative meeting 嘅委員咧，好似都有幾位喎。Alvin 冇參加，咁我就好難問你哋有啲咩意見喎。好，咁 Raymond 或者 Iris 有冇回應啊？
喺嗰個其實即係個 collaborators meeting 嗰日咧，其實我哋係同我哋喺3月19號做嗰個 CADA 論壇咧，係有一點好主要嘅分別嘅，即係喺嗰個 collaborators meeting 嗰一日咧，我哋花咗好多時間去同即係與會嗰啲人士咧去分享我哋研究去到嗰個階段嗰陣時，當時嗰啲 findings。 咁特別咧係喺眾多嘅議題入邊咧，我哋係花咗較為多嘅時間去討論嗰個啟德名渠進口道嗰個環境研究嗰方面嗰啲問題。如果有參與過嗰個會議咧，大家都可能會記得喺咁多個議題嗰度咧，呢個係其中一個係即係都有幾多討論嘅議題。咁至於去到講嗰、那個交通運輸嗰度咧。其實咧，我哋係都係分享緊，係到依個階段，我哋嗰個研究嗰度咧，發覺如果我哋有一條嗰條主幹線，佢哋策略性嘅道路嗰條CKR 同埋 T2 咧，咁我哋嗰個研究嗰時候去到呢度又要唔填海嘅話咧，個走線嗰時候其實我哋面對緊啲咩問題咧？要落咗海床之後係點啊？出翻嚟同一路嘅接駁係點啊？啊，原來去到某一度出翻嚟個接駁係一個喺地，一個喺天，咁你點接咧？咁即係我哋咧係分享緊呢一啲咁樣嘅。嘅問題，咁呢個就係有關嗰、那個即係第二點 transportation 嗰度。至於嗰、那個郵輪碼頭同埋一個嗰、那個多用用途體育館咧，其實我哋唔係再去傾話到底應該喺嗰度啊，唔喺嗰度。我哋嗰咧係傾咧就係話如果咧我哋要等個郵輪碼頭，而又我哋係有一個唔填海作為一個出發點嘅話咧，技術上我哋可以點做咧？如果大家記得我哋曾經去過做一個實地視察啟德嗰度啊，去出過去嗰個跑道邊嗰度，大家記得嘅話，那個跑道尾嗰個海堤係個斜海堤嚟嘅。咁、如果你做個郵輪碼頭嘅話，其實我哋嗰日咧就同嗰啲與會者分享嗰個資料咧，就係話又要唔填海，又有個斜海堤。如果要等個郵輪碼頭嘅話，咁我哋可以點做咧？係包括即係我哋分享咗話。是一個叫做我哋叫做嗰個 alongside berthing， 又或者有一個 finger pier 嘅做法。咁每一個嘅好處唔好處係點樣樣咧？我哋係呢一個咁樣嘅資料上嘅溝通嘅嗰日。即係我諗我睇嗰、那個即係嗰個合作夥伴嗰個會議咧，嗰日我哋就希望將呢啲咁樣嘅我哋研究去到嗰個階段有嘅資料咧，同我哋啲夥伴分享，希望咧就等佢哋更加明白我哋制定嗰個概念大綱圖嗰陣時候會可能會有啲咩問題啦。而再真係做個概念大綱圖嗰陣時咧。呢啲資料係點樣可以交到出去？喺第二個階段嘅公眾參與嗰陣時候，係可以喺即係市民大眾嗰度嗰個討論係更加多啲資料嚟同佢一齊討論佢。咁嗰個係其實主要係當日嗰個合作夥伴會議嗰個目的。
早前你講，
其實我本來話嗰個 point 唔係個 collaborative meeting， 而係之後我哋點做。但係既然你即係、就是、你回應咗我就好關注點解又係講即係點解要分享你哋。關於個郵輪碼頭嘅可行性，而唔係分享。既然大家都好多公眾提出過，譬如 water sports and recreation， 咁啊 ，Iris 就話因為個 water quality study 仲未 conclude 咁。但你啊 Raymond 自己都話，我哋求你哋分享到目前為止所研究到關於郵輪碼頭嘅個 pros and cons 啊嘛。我諗呢一同一句嘢，我 substitute 郵輪碼頭 with water sports center with 其他所有公眾提出嘅任何一個議題都可以做同樣嘅嘢。但點解我哋又再 pinpoint cruise terminal 同埋 sports stadium 呢？咁 cruise terminal 我諗之前都睇過，係好多人唔反對 cruise terminal， 而唔係好多人贊成 cruise terminal， 亦都係 sports stadium。如果跟翻我哋即係呢一個嘅之前做出嚟嘅 result， 亦都唔係最 popular 嗰個 choice out of 我哋之前做嘅。一啲功夫，亦都有其譬如tourism note 咁有冇啲 study on tourism note 究竟嘅可行性係點解又唔分享嗰啲 study 啦 ？I'm sure 有啲咁嘅 study， 點解一定要 pinpoint 呢兩樣？我哋不嬲都 question 係咪一定要擺嗰度咧？咁既然呢啲咁，即係如果係關於技術性嘅，譬如頭先阿 Kim 問係咪有啲技術性嘅嘢可以做到令到個水質係好啲嘅時候，就真係我做到 water sports 咧？點解我哋從來都唔會分享呢一類型嘅 suggestions 啊？好似不斷咁都係。我哋做嘅嘢就好似不斷咁推緊去呢個 cruise terminal stadium， 我都提過多次，我覺得呢樣唔應該我哋做嘅嘢咯。
係，唔好意思啊，係啊，何先生，
好快咁回答一少少先，就其實阿 Jo 嗰個問題咧係郵輪碼頭同埋嗰個多用途體育館咧，喺即係整個規劃嚟講，特別係我哋即係五田海嚟講咧，因為佢嗰個設施嗰個特性，一來一個咁大啦，二來佢對附近嘅環境交通嘅需求咧，其實即係 撇開是否應該啟德的問題，這個問題即是不斷即是在這個小組委員會裡都重複提出，而我們都是即不斷地解答為何在那裡，為何不在那裡，亦都是盡量是在政府的、範疇裡面盡量是找多些資料解答大家的問題。但是純粹去回即那個即土地用途來說，這兩個是用途是對於即整個啟德的規劃的地盤來說，其實是對於個佈局係有幾大影響。
不過我諗Raymond， 我諗Joe Wong 佢嘅意思咧，都唔係話唔俾你去即係提供資料，遊輪碼頭或者係個體育館嘅，即係因為事實上的確係有人唔反對，亦都有人好支持啊。咁所以即係你個規劃裏邊，我提供多啲資料，咁呢個好應該嘅。咁但係我諗佢嘅問題咧係除咗呢啲即係似乎政府係有政策局支持啦，喺度推緊嘅咧，咁有好多市民提出嘅意見咧，就現階段你可以話即係覺得佢冇乜機會噶啦，或者即係都拒絕咗噶啦。咁就即係有冇可以多啲資料俾啲市民知道咧？點解佢哋係不被接受啊？同埋有冇做過啲詳細啲嘅評估啊？即係有冇人係好似遊輪碼頭或者係體育館咁咧？即係有個政府嘅 advocate 啊？即係政府嘅倡議者，咁如果市民佢提出嘅意見咧，有冇人可以幫個市民咧做個倡議者？起碼咧就等佢最後覺得自己唔被接受啦，咁佢都有即係可以被說服啊，咁願意接受後來你去倡議嗰啲方案。
有個主席，或者退翻個 water sports 咗，其實我哋係真係冇放棄到，只不過係即係因為點解咧？佢可以兼容到噶嘛，即係兼容性係有喺度，對於佢整個佈局影響唔係咁大。而 Wallace 先生提出嘅研究個水質咧，正正就係影響到即係所謂嗰個 water sports centre 佢嗰個 scale 或者 extent 可以去到幾多。至於頭先主席話一啲私人倡議者嘅一個項目，如果係接受與否，我哋一定係會係即係一個好詳細嘅解釋，包括喺嗰個即係第一階段嗰、那個公眾參與嗰個報告入邊咧，就詳細列舉嗰個理由，即係點解得啊，點解唔得？咁嗰度我哋一定會做。
我諗可能喺呢一部分咧，即、就、係、是、我哋跟住嗰個公眾參與就要掌握得更加好啦。即係公眾佢提出嘅意見咧，就我諗香港公眾都好好講道理嘅。即、就、係、是、我唔一定我提出咧就一定要你接受嘅。咁但係假如即係大家唔接受咧，就有好嘅理據。咁最好咧就仲有人可以理解到佢嗰個嘅方案。咁然後咧就即係明白嗰個利弊。咁如果係即係佢聽完之後接受咗，咁佢跟住下一階段咧再同我哋一齊去規劃咧，就會更加自然啦。咁甚至咧，如果佢聽完之後覺得係唔鋸啊，或者唔同意，咁、那個公眾亦都可以咧再進一步咧去即係揾人去支持佢。大聲啲，或者係再多啲技術研究，多啲專業人士嘅支持，咁我哋嘅規劃咧就可以一路有進步啦。Kim，
多謝主席。主席，我想問問咧，就喺嗰個郵輪碼頭位置咧，有冇其他市民係提出唔同嘅方案嘅用途咧？如果係有嘅時候，有幾多種係？
嗱 ，Kim， 呢個咧應該係第一階段嘅問題嚟嘅。咁
即係我想一提翻出嚟咧，就即係佢個嚟嚟去去都話郵輪碼頭拱出嚟就係一個呢個係一個指定嘅動作嚟㗎啦。咁樣呢個就好似即係大家冇乜其他選擇。
但我意思咧就係喺第二階段，甚至咧係第三、第四階段咧，啲市民都可以提出喺個郵輪碼頭嘅地方做第二樣嘢嘅。即係其實咧，大家即係任何個階段都可以提出嚟。咁但係我哋希望每一個階段咧，大家都有進步啊！所謂即係對於個啟德嘅理解咧，都係有即係有一個全盤啲嘅理解。咁所以以至咧，佢第二三階段嘅時候，如果提出一啲完全唔同嘅意見咧，佢嗰個理據係會更加充足啊！亦都可以幫助到咧，唔單止係一個人嘅意見，而係即係香港其他嘅社區都可以即係理解到。
Just maybe a little bit more specific. Right now, there are a significant amount of users of the Nullah, including fishing boats, police boats, marine boats, barges, tugboats, harbor cruise vessels.
Of the Nullah?
Well, at this moment, they use the area for mooring, that water area. Are they going to be displaced? How many are we going to cater for? How are we going to cater for them?You know, the question of marine users is not just about sailors and swimmers. It's about a wide range of marine users. Quite a lot of them are existing users. And again, I don't see, and I can't see a road forward. We have discussed this at ATC. It was sent to the Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee. Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee agreed that it should be looked at in each individual area. The question, how are we going to look at it for this area, I don't see an answer. And we have a significant amount of existing users. What are you going to tell those tugboats and fishing boats and barge operators? How are we going to cater for them in the future if we're going to come out with the OCPs without showing anything about like whether we thought about it or not thought about it? To me, it doesn't gel. We have to get a plan for what we want to use for marine users. This is the most important aspect of Kai Tak. It's total access to the harbour.
Yes. Paul, I think on 4th of June, maybe at that particular moment, you must be out of the room. We actually had a session talking about marine facilities. We had no intention to move the typhoon shelters and the barges for the time being. It's only when we cannot find a solution for our cleaning up of the Nau Lam, maybe we have to think about the typhoon shelter in the Kowloon Bay area. That is why we cannot say for sure at the moment. But we did talk about marine facilities on June.
You don't show an understanding of marine users here. A typhoon shelter is different than mooring space for tugboats. I mean, that's my whole point. We've got to get on to it.
The message is that we need in the coming phase two public engagement exercise to have a full consideration of marine uses. We are not going to be considering it now at this meeting. But the message from Paul is please make sure that there's adequate consideration.